Don't forget, coming up later on tonight, we got Michigan basketball. Michigan takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes, and that coverage begins at 8:30, and you'll be able to hear that on 790 News Radio WSGW. And then both Michigan State also is in action tonight, and then both teams have one more game, and then it's the Big Ten tournament, and then it's March Madness. Will officially begin in about a week and a half. Believe it or not, we are there. And that's always was an exciting time for me. I loved March Madness basketball because when it ended, that meant we had baseball. Well, we'll have baseball. We'll have other forms of baseball.
We'll have the loons.
We'll have the loons, that's right. Yeah.
How do they get to play if Major League Baseball is shut down? Don't the minor league teams get affected?
No, I don't think so, since this is all...
separate contracts.
Separate contracts, right. Because I think today down in Lakeland, the Tigers are hosting fans for a scrimmage that's happening down there with all their prospects.
Yeah, I recall. Yeah, the Loons played when there was a baseball stoppage before a few years ago.
Yeah. Yep. So that's
good.
You at least get baseball that way. You won't get Major League Baseball though at the beginning of April. And since I had no news to report on any kinds of further negotiations, I'm reading some people thinking that this could go on until maybe June, maybe July.
Oh, no.
That we'll just have another 60-game season, kind of like what we did in 2020. I don't know. But I don't know if baseball can really handle that at all. I think that would...
You can understand
it's going to be harmful to the game, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2020. Oh, yeah. 2020 made sense. Obviously, we were dealing with COVID, and they were trying to figure out ways to get it going. Plus, but if you recall, though, they were also dealing with contract issues there as well. That's kind of why it got pushed back until July. So I think another 60-game season, I don't think there'd be a whole... I just can't think the fans would love that. I just cannot fathom that. I think that would really get them.
I doubt it.
Yeah, so don't get that. However, though, I as a sports fan who, you know, I go by the calendar, and I that's how I know what to look forward to when it comes to the sports. At the end of March Madness, then I guess I just have to watch Masters Golf. I'll watch more of the Masters this year.
Yeah.
Now there you go.
I always look forward to the Masters.
Yep.
It's a sure sign of spring when you see all those azaleas down there in Atlanta.
Yeah, remember? And do you remember how strange it was also in 2020 when the Masters happened in November? And didn't get the azaleas, really.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
It was weird.
It was. So
I should say Augusta. I said Atlanta. I should have said
Augusta. Well, I knew what you meant. Okay. Yeah. So, but at least we have that, I suppose. So, I don't know. Also, guys, just wanted to tell you, I saw this on my way in today, and I'm just warning everybody. A listener emailed me and told me that he saw 389. I saw 399.
I thought for sure. I said did by next really? Week it would be 399 when I went to 379 earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. I saw a gas station in St. Louis. I saw 399.
Remember not to buy gas there.
Right. I bought gas for $3.69 yesterday. I feel like I got a bargain. Huh? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you got a deal.
Well, it was really $3.79, but because of the a deal that you shop at a certain place, you get the 10 cents
off. Yeah, you get the points.
It'd be nice if they would make it 15, 20, 25, something like that.
A dollar.
Yeah, a dollar.
Yeah. Just don't let it go over that $3.99 threshold. Unfortunately, it looks like it will.
I saw that.
You drive less.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have to do this. Reminds me back in, 07, 08. I'm going to start. I'm no longer just going to press the gas. When I'm at the red light, I'll just kind of ease into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not wasting as much. I remember doing a lot of that.
That's where hybrid comes in nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Just take off using the electric power.
And right. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I do wonder if the gas prices, they stay up this much, what that will do for those who want to go more hybrid and who want to go electric and all that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that demand will start to pick up again.
Buyers are fickle, so you will see a push toward electric and hybrid vehicles.
Yeah.
Just in the same way that when gas prices went down, all of a sudden the SUVs and pickup trucks became the hot item again.
That's
typical buying power.
Oil, gas, inelastic demand. People will pay whatever they have to because, they have no choice.
Because they need it.
Yeah.
I saw a social media discussion yesterday about someone in California who had a Tesla. And they talked about the trip they took up and down the West Coast and had no problems at all. However, the person said there was someone in Michigan that tried to take their Tesla and do a trip to northern Michigan. And that was an adventure finding, because what they found was they would get to a place and the charger was broken.
Oh.
Or someone with a conventional vehicle was parked in that spot.
Right.
There are a lot of issues that they had there. So we still have a lot of work to do on infrastructure for the electric vehicles.
And didn't I hear in one of your news stories that, was it Ford and, is it both Ford and GM? They're kind of splitting their oil and gas cars that are more
Ford,
conventional
yeah,
cars.
Ford
I got a story that I'm going to be doing.
Two separate divisions now.
Right. Actually, Ford, I got the story right here.
Thank
because
you,
I was going to use it at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And Ford is splitting, I think I read three different units.
I saw two. One was the combustion engine division, and the other one had to do the Ford E division.
Okay. And that's just because...
Oh,
go ahead, Art.
Yeah, it's the headline from the Detroit Free Press. Ford reveals radical plan to restructure automaker into three business units.
I wonder what the third one is.
First is Ford Pro, the automaker's existing commercial arm.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make vehicles.
Gotcha.
Distributes them.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay. So that's the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And they're doing this, though, because we were talking about different supply chains, different vendors, way they make a car.
Yeah, the way you make the vehicle.
Right. Right. So, well, all right. That is, well, and, you know, again, they've been planning for this for a long time. They knew that this was what they wanted to do, what the marketplace was going to be, even 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we are getting there. But anyway, so that is what we're seeing for. That's what I saw for gas prices. I'm just letting everybody know $3.99 I saw out there, and I saw that the oil could go up to about $1.30 today. Traded on the world market.
Start planning your trips.
Lovely.
Right.
When you're going to go get the bicycle out?
I think psychologically you're right, Dave. I think it's that $4. I think everybody we kind of get cranky a lot. You know, it gets around $3.50 and stuff. But you know, we can kind of deal with that.
I recall about 2007 or 2008 paying $4.25 a gallon down in Perrysburg. And that was staggering.
Yeah, that was 2007. Yeah, 2008. You're right.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens next month. I think it's next month because Saudi said it's going to increase production.
Oh, is that what they are? They are hinting that's what they're going to do?
That was what the news story was that I heard yesterday.
All right. We'll see. And, yeah, and what did I hear? There was another story. I think I heard it in America this morning that we could get – I'm trying to think. Is it Iran? Iran and I forget – and Saudi Arabia and who else are like the big exporters right now? There was one more country, and I'm forgetting. I can't remember. But – Saudi Arabia. Oh, here it was. I knew I would get it. It's that if we want something quick, if we want oil on the market quick, we've got to get it from either Iran or from Saudi Arabia. That's how we're. If you want
Saudi
it on the market,
they're going to increase.
Yep. So we'll see what that does to prices.